Hey, 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 Kevin Guthrie here from Radio Newark. Thank you so much for listening to another one of our mini podcast series. So this mini podcast series is around COVID-19 and your mental health. Okay, so we are all going to be challenged just a little bit over the next coming weeks and potentially months. So we wanted to do a series of mini podcasts to help you navigate these unsure waters. As I said in a previous podcast, you know, this virus is challenging everything about us that is human. So as humans, we don't like change. This is changeable by every day. And also, we like a level of control in our lives. Nearly all of us like a level of control. But we have no control over this at the minute. Only control over our own safety. So I'm encouraging people, please, please, please be safe. Okay. I'm encouraging people to ask questions. So as I can tackle questions on these podcasts, this is all about your mental health. That's where my knowledge lies, in mental health. Okay. So somebody messaged in and said, how do we manage the influx or extreme or exaggerated emotions that we are all feeling right now? And it's a great question. For those who have learned how to manage their emotions and recognize them, they'll be onto a winner right now. For others, I guess my first tip would be, you have to recognize how you're feeling. You know, we race around this world of ours, and we race around at such a speed that we don't really recognize how we're feeling a lot of the time. Unless we get extreme or exaggerated emotions, usually anger, sometimes happiness, we feel those, but we don't tap into some of the smaller ones that are taking place. So this is what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to recognize on a day-to-day basis how you're feeling. Wake up in the morning and say, and lie in bed and go, how do I feel today? How am I? An hour later, do the same. How am I feeling right now? Halfway through the day, how am I feeling right now? Write them down, make a log if you have to. But by doing this, you will begin to get a pattern of your feelings. If you're feeling, I don't know, let's say you get to 12 o'clock in the day and you ask yourself that question, how am I feeling? Then, and the answer is anxious, very anxious. Then ask yourself why, work it out. And this is the part that's really important. So we have to recognize our feelings, but then we have to get in there and ask why. Now, it could be as simple as, there was another news announcement last night and Boris said whatever he said now and my anxiety's peaked. Once you begin to recognize those feelings, they do dissipate a little bit, because feelings and emotions are messages. They're sent to us as messages. And if we don't recognize them, then we don't get them. Okay, so tap in, recognize, monitor, and then ask why if any of the feelings are very extreme at the moment. That way you can begin to monitor them a little bit. And like I say, if you don't recognize the emotions, they don't really go away. They just stack up in front of us. I used to do this analogy where I'd say to people, so this is the way it's going to work. You're going to get a feeling. It's going to arrive right in front of you like a shadow standing right in front of you, and it has anger tattooed across its forehead. Now, if anger's there, it's really important that you look at anger and go, why? Why are you there? What's made me angry? And I always ask people to trace back over the last 24 hours in situations like this that are just that little bit more unique. Then I'm going to ask you to trace back probably about 12 hours, okay? Because at the moment, things are moving very, very quickly. So we trace it back. We work out why anger's there. And then anger moves. Anger will go away. And actually, that's what we want. Because if we get a lot of emotions, what ends up happening is they end up stacking in front of one another. But they're all in front of us and stopping us from getting on with our lives. Okay? Like I say, some of them are really obvious. When I look at some of the client work that I've done in the past, and we've done this exercise, and I'll say to them, do you know why? Do you know why you dropped into this sadness? And they honestly have no idea. Until we go into those moments when we trace it back and then we work out why. Okay? So I hope that answers your question. How do we handle this increase in emotions? We have to recognize them by feeling them. Monitor them on a piece of paper if you need to. check in with them at least 3 times a day. And if there's any there that are really extreme, then work out why they're there. Like I said, sometimes it can be really obvious, sometimes not so obvious. But if they're not so obvious, then even more reason that we need to check into them and work them out. Okay, I'm going to do these podcasts daily. If there's anything that you want to ask about, any queries around mental health and COVID-19, then please ask. Okay, I am more than happy to interact with you and help you in any way that I can right now. Okay, this is a very, very unusual time. It's very unique. And as I said earlier, it's very, very changing. So I'm going to go now. I will be back with you tomorrow with another one of these podcasts. Until then, please, please take care. Please be safe. Please listen to the government's guidance. Love one another. Okay. In times like this, it's important that we care and that we love for each other. Okay. So I'm going to go. Take care. Be safe. See you later.